Lauren Diefenbrock at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred, Florida, and I am the current citrus extension entomologist. Recently, we've been finding some new pest signs in citrus, and particularly in what were productive citrus fields. What we believe we found are signs of ambrosia beetles, and we have brought back some chunks of tree trunk with ambrosia beetle and the associated fungus in my laboratory, and we are waiting for adults to emerge for a positive identification. These were found a few weeks ago in Polk County, and this most recent finding was in Dade City. It's very possible that it's located throughout the state, as ambrosia beetles attack a wide variety of hosts, and they're particularly attracted to stressed hosts, so it's not surprising that it would find something like a citrus tree that's infected with HLB already. So we might have these trees that are infected with HLB. They're not particularly symptomatic because growers have been doing a good job on the nutritional side, but they might still be emitting the smell that attracts these beetles in. And once these beetles come in, they burrow into the tree, lay their eggs, cultivate their fungus, complete their development within the tree, and the fungus develops within the tree, causing problems for the tree. And these beetles might actually be the final factor in taking down what otherwise would have been productive HLB-infected tree. So we're currently trying to figure out exactly who we have and decide some good management actions, as this pest has never been documented in citrus before. Based on management in forestry systems and in other tree fruit systems, the best course of action if you have a tree that you know is infected is to remove it and destroy it. So you destroy the source of your beetle population. And the reason we suggest doing that is because when they emerge, they are attracted to that tree they're currently in because it's stressed and it smells great to them, but they will also roll over onto your other trees, and that can cause further problems within that field. You'll have to do additional tree removals, and you might eventually lose your grove. We're hoping to figure out better, more targeted management actions to enable groves to remain productive, but for right now, the best course of action is to remove infected trees. And if you need help knowing if you have infected trees, please call your local extension agent for assistance.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.